Now, Wisconsin's own Richard Bong was a national legend in the midst of World War II.
An ace pilot, Bong died in the closing days of the war, but his story added a new chapter last month.
Researchers discovered the wreckage of his P-38 Lightning aircraft in the jungles of Papua New Guinea.
WPR reporter Danielle Kading has been following the story. Danny, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Rob.
I want to start off by meeting Richard Bong, record-holding World War II fighter pilot from Wisconsin. I want to start with someone you talked to, Danny, Bong Center Collections Curator Brianna Feint, on the significance of discovering Bong's plane, Marge.
Richard Bong was America's ace of aces and remains a legendary figure in aviation history for his unparalleled skill and valor during World War II. His record of 40 confirmed enemy airplanes shot down has never been surpassed by another American pilot. His P-38 Marge is not just an aircraft, it is a symbol of heroism, skill, and the unshakable spirit of the men and women who fought for freedom during one of history's most challenging periods. This significant find marks a monumental moment in our quest to honor and preserve the legacy of the heroes who fought for our freedom.
Danielle, introduce us to Wisconsin's own Richard Bong and his career as a military pilot.
Yeah, well, Richard I. Bong grew up on the family farm in Poplar in northern Wisconsin, where he first caught the bug for flying. His 99-year-old sister, Jerry, remembers he used to make planes out of balsam wood and tissue paper with his friends. And then also, you know, when Calvin Coolidge was president, he had his summer White House up in Superior in 1928. And it said that a plane would fly over the farm daily to deliver the president's mail, and he would see it flying over while he was working. And so Bong had an early love of flying, and he eventually joined the Army Air Corps in 1941. His sister, Jerry, remembers, you know, when the war was going on, he said, "Mom, I don't want to be on the ground." And so he signed up and he flew in the Pacific Theater, and he shot down 40 Japanese aircraft during World War II. Like Brianna said, the most of any American pilot.
From the Richard Bong State Recreation Area in southern Wisconsin to the Veterans Historical Center in Superior, a lot of places around the state honor Richard Bong. Could you talk a little bit about his legacy in Wisconsin?
Yeah, well, like you said, there's the Richard Bong State Recreation Area, and I'm told that that was slated to become a military base, but those plans were later scrapped. And then, of course, you have the Bong Bridge connecting Duluth and Superior that is named for him, as well as the museum. But he was just this very influential figure during the war. And, you know, the 40 planes that he shot down, that record still holds to this day. And he was pulled out of combat before the war ended because there were fears over what that would do to morale if he was killed in action. And General Douglas MacArthur awarded Bong the Medal of Honor in December of 1944. And when he returned home, he married his girlfriend Marge, not once, but several times in early 1945, because it was a media spectacle. He had become a very well-known figure across the country for his exploits during the war.
Now, he married Marge. His plane was named in her honor. Can you talk about Marge, the aircraft that ended up being the subject of this search?
Yeah, so this plane, it was the original Marge plane, named for his girlfriend, Marge Vattendahl, who he later married. And, you know, he had basically had a friend who had blown up her graduation photo and put it on the side of his plane. And at that time, you know, pilots often had pretty risque or provocative nose art during the war. And so this was kind of like a wholesome and heartwarming gesture for him to put her image on the side of his P-38.
And when did this aircraft go missing?
So this aircraft went missing in March of 1944 when another pilot, Tom Malone, was flying it, and he was doing weather reconnaissance at the time. But the plane malfunctioned and it crashed into the jungle along the coast of Papua New Guinea. And fortunately, Tom Malone was able to bail out. He parachuted down, and there are even some villagers now who remember seeing him bail out of the plane, but he was ultimately rescued by the military. The crash site was recorded, but, you know, it's been in the jungle pretty much untouched for the most part ever since.
Now here we are, 2024, this search for Marge, the plane, Richard Bong's plane, is ultimately successful. Can you talk about the effort? What led people to try to find and have this opportunity to find this plane crashed in Papua New Guinea?
Yeah, so this is something that the Bong Center in Superior partnered with the nonprofit group Pacific Rex on. And that group has been doing research on planes like for a long time, and in particular had been researching the crash site of Bong's original Marge plane. And so one of the challenges with finding this wreck is that there are thousands of plane wrecks in Papua New Guinea from battles during World War II. And so first the team met with locals at the site of this historic plantation to begin their search, because there was some historical reference to the crash site being near there. And when they first started out, they were led to the crash site of a Japanese fighter plane, which was exciting, but not what they were looking for. And they ultimately heard of another site from locals that was further into the jungle. And so it took about a day of walking down old plantation trails with a group of more than a dozen guys going ahead that were carrying all of their gear and using machetes to carve their way through the jungle, climbing up and down hillsides in this hot, humid weather before they arrived at the site of Bong's original plane, or the wreckage of it, I should say.
We're talking about legendary Wisconsin ace fighter pilot Richard Bong and the quest to find one of his aircraft, a crashed P-38 aircraft in Papua New Guinea. Daniel Kading's been following this story, a WPR reporter based out of Superior. You mentioned Pacific Rex being the organization looking for it. Here is director Justin Talen talking in a conference on the successful discovery.
When we located the piece of wreckage that was diagnostic, meaning completely unique to P-38J Marge, it was actually the wingtip of the aircraft. And the wingtip had the formation light, the red painted tip. And amazingly, what caught my eye at the base of that was a stencil, a US Army Air Force stencil with the last three digits of the serial number. And when I saw that, I called the team over. I asked them if they saw anything. They did. And we began the process of documenting that critical piece of information and realized that we were on the crash site of Richard Bong's Marge, definitively, beyond a doubt, 100% confirmed.
Danny, reading your coverage on this, I thought, okay, this might be a case where there's going to be some ambiguity. We found a plane, it might be the right one. No, this one seems really rock solid, hearing how Pacific Rex director Justin Talen was talking there.
Yeah, I mean, they said they found the plane's serial number. And like you said, you know, from his quote, that U.S. Army stencil with the last three digits, that 993, for him confirming without a doubt that it was Bong's plane. And so, you know, I think it's a pretty exciting thing for the family and for those who are lovers of U.S. history and just being able to see the remains of something like this.
What happens to the plane itself now that it's been rediscovered?
So the plane itself, the remains of the wreckage, will not be brought back to Wisconsin because it's considered the property of Papua New Guinea. And by law, the country owns any surplus war items or wreckage. And the country's National Museum and Art Gallery owns that plane. And it sounds like they want to see its history preserved and maintained. But that's really up to them what they decide to do at that site. I guess portions of the wings have been removed previously by locals who use them as a bench in the nearby village. But other than that, it sounds like they're interested in keeping the site intact. But that's really up to them at this point.
As you mentioned, Danny, Richard Bong was pulled out of active combat of flight duty during World War II, but he went on as an aviator and ended up dying tragically while testing a new jet fighter. Can you talk about his fate? He didn't end up surviving the war, even though he was pulled out of combat duty.
Yeah, it is pretty tragic, you know, just months after he got married and was back home. You know, he had been touring the country, helping to support the war effort and selling war bonds and the like. And he was in California testing this new aircraft. And unfortunately, it crashed shortly after takeoff. And the way the family told it is that his sister, Jerry, actually heard the news on the radio before the family could be informed of his death, and that his death itself was top of the headlines, even though it was the same day that the U.S. military dropped the bomb on Hiroshima. So his impact is definitely something that's been felt, not just by the family, but by many who have followed him and his impact during World War II.
And speaking of his family, Richard Bong's nephew, Jim, I understand, went on to become a fighter pilot himself. Can you talk a little bit more about how Richard Bong's family has kept his memory alive over the generations since?
Well, I would say it's through efforts like this and the stories that they share about him. You know, when I spoke to Jim, he recalled how some people have called him Bong's living legacy and said the family gave him his uncle's wings when he graduated from flight school because, you know, he was in the Air Force. He flew F-15s, and he shared this one story with me that really hit me about how he was flying during the Iraq War and refueling in midair. And he noticed this tanker refueling his plane had a P-38 painted on the tail. And he remembered just sitting there looking at this image of the plane his uncle flew during combat. And he got a little choked up thinking about him and wondering if his uncle was watching over him now while he's flying in the middle of the Iraq War. And it's just stories like that, or the ones from his sister about how he was just a real humble, down-to-earth kind of guy who was just doing his job for his country. And I think that's what he kind of embodies, is just he's a reminder of all the men and women who have sacrificed and served the nation.
Danny, I wanted to ask, you know, he's a Wisconsin legend, Richard Bong, but he's really local to your neck of the woods, the Bong Center there in Superior, just down the street. Of course, he grew up in Poplar. Is he a local hero? More so maybe than he might be for the rest of the state.
No, absolutely. And people are so proud of Richard Bong up here. And, you know, before they had the Bong Center in Superior, there was a replica or another P-38 that had been installed outside of the Poplar School. And so people would always stop on their travels to go and see that plane and take their pictures with it. And, you know, over the years it got weathered from the elements. And so eventually it was restored and placed within the Bong Historical Center in Superior, as it was told to me anyway. And so, you know, it's just something that people are really proud of, to have, you know, a homegrown hero who helped turn the tide in the Pacific.
Danny, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you, Rob.
Daniel Kading is a reporter in WPR's Bureau in Superior.